No morning magazine, not time yet. Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mayloff here. I am joined by my partner in art, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. Yeah. Happy Friday. We made it.
Yeah, it's Friday.
It's Friday. We made it through a week
this. Yeah, throw your neighborhood in the ass.
Nice. Nice.
Carry over from last week.
I like that, though. I like any Ice Cube reference. I'll take it. We are so thankful to have you here with us this morning, especially on a unique, special day like this. Mm-hmm. Good Veterans Day to everybody out there.
Yes.
We are going to be celebrating Veterans Day the most honorable ways we can on a silly morning show.
That's right.
But we'll certainly be talking about morning events in the area mm-hmm. that are going on, including some that happened pretty early today.
Yeah.
I've got a... I thought I'd do a little homework on this one because for many of us raised in you know military families and that, mm-hmm. you know a lot of this stuff. We're going to get into some things you may not know about veterans and then about Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. We'll get into those as well. We have best deals for Veterans Day. There are a handful out there. I don't think about this very often, but there are some things out there, so we'll touch on some of those.
Any holidays and a good excuse for a sale, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have got that all coming up. We've also got to get into our National Day of calendar for today mm-hmm. in the 8 o'clock hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, not just for Friday, but Saturday and Sunday. And a little after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Oh, I'm so happy I'm here for this. That's awesome.
Yeah, you don't get to do these very
not
often.
Not very often.
It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a blast. A 9 o'clock hour, good stories then, a right stories. We'll touch on some entertainment news, some funny stuff going on in the entertainment world, as always. Yes, right. And we also have, of course, Morning Magazine.
Yeah.
One more for the week. We're going to welcome in part one, the Association for All Handicapped Citizens, AHC. We have Bob and Pat joining us. Looking forward to diving into that. Doing a lot of homework on that subject over the week this week, myself, and a couple of articles that came out this week. Very topical for that particular conversation.
Nice.
We don't spend enough time talking about our disabled Americans.
No, we do not.
Handicapped citizens, any of the above. And in part two, we wrap up the week at 10:30. We have Matt Zakowski, Jim Arnold in to talk about the South Waukani Rec Center's previous MVP award winners. It's going to be a good segment. We're going to look forward to that. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Sports Commission MVP awards and celebration.
Very cool.
Really going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Then on our sports dial this weekend, as far as sports go, a lot. Tonight on WFHR at 5:30, it's a ball night. Wisconsin men's basketball hosts Stanford at the American Family Field in Milwaukee. That's kind of cool.
They're going to do an outdoor game. Yeah, that's really neat.
I love when they do this.
I know, it's great.
I'm one of those weird people. I really do think basketball should be played in the elements more. Like, it's
really?
Hard to.
Okay.
It'd be very difficult for the NBA, considering when they kick off their season.
Yeah.
But more college sports, I think, should. Even having the G League and the NBA doing that more. It's fun. It's awesome. And it's the way we all learn to play.
I was going
to
say, street ball, right?
Street
ball. Always outside. Yeah.
There's not. I'd be hard-pressed to think that there's anybody in the NBA, let alone college, that didn't get their start. First time they picked up a basketball was on the street.
Yep.
I think that'd be fun. Think it'd be cool. Injury-wise, I doubt you'd ever get it to pull off. Like, I don't think it ever happened.
A little too
much.
Chilly, though.
Yeah.
Unless it was all in
too,
the South, but
too.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love... I want to see these... Look, to Chicago and Milwaukee kids, bring them here. Bring them here in December and
ooh.
Stuff. Let us play, because we know what it's like to play in December.
Yeah.
Ballheads know. A little bit later on our sister station, WIRI, we are so happy to welcome them back. We got River Kings Hockey.
Yes, that's right. They're back.
They are hosting the Minnesota Squatch. That, of course, means that they are going to be in town here. So
yep.
if you can't fill up the arena with home ice advantage, go ahead and get on over there. Get on over there. It's going to be a great game.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, Wisconsin men's football, they are hosting they're at Iowa for that one. And that does mean that a little bit of a program difference around here. We will air the Sunshine Polka Show at 7.
Yep.
And Over the Back Fence will air at 11, mm-hmm. following WFHR original programming from noon to 12:30.
And that's me.
Yeah, I like how we word that now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Original programming, sure.
When I did it the other weekend,
yeah.
I was trying to think of a great name for that little half an hour block. And by the time we come up with something, the football season will be over.
Yeah, exactly. We won't be doing it anymore, yeah.
It's been fun to do this, though.
It has
right?
been,
it's,
yeah.
It's been really fun. And we've been really appreciating all the feedback and all the calls we've been getting on Over the Back Fence. It's brought new life to it.
I agree, 100%.
It's kind of it kind of proves right what we've kind of thought in the background, but really Marcus and then Civic Media kind of thought that this would be the best thing for it.
Yep.
It's been proven that it is. We've got way more calls than we ever do.
Yep.
And a lot more action going on with the show.
I agree, 100%.
You'll be doing the show this weekend.
I will be doing the show this weekend.
Okay,
yep.
That's cool. Very cool. And then on a little bit later on Saturday, the River Kings rack up this two-game series with the Minnesota Squatch. Both games going to be starting about 6:59. Our pregame will kick off.
Yep, that's right.
We'll talk about all this on Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us for that. And a big shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring the show. We appreciate
that. Yeah.
So just wanted to touch on some community events really quick as regarding Veterans Day, Seth. Mm-hmm. We have the Veterans Day ceremony kicking off at 11 this morning at the East Junior High School Fieldhouse. Use 6th Street entrance. That's what they're recommending. Ceremony is followed by the Chili Feet at the American Legion Post 9 at 140 Love Street. At 1 o'clock, Wood County Veterans Memorial Ceremony at Wisconsin Rapids Performing Arts Center at 16th Street South. And then the spaghetti dinner wraps everything up from 4:30 to 7 at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at VFW Post 2534 at 2711 Redden Road. Mm-hmm. We send a big a good morning and a good Veterans Day to everybody that's a part of these services that attend, volunteer, that help. To all of our veterans out there, we're thinking of you. We appreciate you. And I think that's a good place to kind of kick things off, Seth. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hey, if you want to, your lunch and dinner is taken care of tonight, too.
Mm-hmm.
You get some chili for lunch, and you go get some spaghetti for supper. Hey, it's all set.
I mean, there's just no limit to the things we should be doing for our veterans.
Yep.
Making sure they don't have to cook today is kind of a good one.
That's a bad one.
There's plenty more to be done, but at the very least, that seems
it's
like
something. It's something to start anyway.
So it is Veterans Day, but a recent survey revealed that our overall knowledge of the military and veterans is pretty low. So here are five big things people get wrong. Only 14% of Americans knew how many branches there are in the U.S. military. There are 6 branches. They're the Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Armed Forces, Coast Guard, and the new Space Force.
Right.
Most Americans believe anyone who serves in the military is called a soldier, but soldiers are only in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
The other 5 branches are Marine Corps, referred to as Marines, Navy, Sailors, Air Force, Airmen, Space Force, Guardians, and Coast Guard, Coast Guardsmen. I didn't know that Space Force were Guardians. Didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Okay. That was interesting, yeah.
Maybe a bunch of big Cleveland fans, possibly? Maybe not.
Yeah.
The majority of Americans have no idea what percentage of the population has ever served in the U.S. military. According to the VA, there are around 19 million U.S. military veterans, or about 7% of the American adult population.
Wow. 19 million.
7% of the American population.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big number right
there. That's a very big number.
57% of Americans answer not sure when asked what percentage of the U.S. military is made up of National Guard and reservists.
Ooh.
The National Guard and Reserve make up approximately 33% of our overall military, or about 800,000 individuals.
Okay. Wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting. Wow.
And nearly 7 out of 10 Americans answered not sure when asked how many service members leave military service and transition to civilian life each year. Every year, approximately 200,000 men and women leave U.S. military services and return to life as civilians, according to the U.S. Department of Labor.
Okay.
So all this stuff is interesting, and I'm not going to be testing anybody at the end of the show or anything like that. This is meant to encourage you to do your own homework, to learn more about our veterans, about all the members of our armed forces, both currently enlisted and not, and finding out more about that world. Certainly for reasons that I just touched on, our veterans are woefully underappreciated and taken care of. And if we don't talk about that on a day like today, then what the hell do we have this day for?
Right.
It's important for us to start putting our money where our mouth is.
Right.
We ask people when they're 18 or young and they join the armed services and, hey, we're going to take care of you and your family. We're going to do this, this, and this. If you get hurt over there, if you get sick over there, you come back here and we're going to take darn good care of you. We're going to put a pin a medal on you and all these things. And how much of that have we actually lived up to?
Right.
Like, not enough, as far as I'm concerned, not nearly enough. Our VAs, we have so much of our system still run on paper. I mean, there's so many little things here and there that we could be doing that are not impossible. They take funding, they take care, and they take us voting in people who are actually going to take care of their veterans. Unfortunately, some people who even served who are in office right now are not doing a good job taking care of our veterans.
Which is the sad truth, yes.
I honestly can't think of a bigger smack in the face. Yeah. You know what that's been through. I may have been raised by military people and everything, but I don't know. I can't pretend to know what it's like to actually put on those fatigues and go to work. Yeah. People that do, and they still do, that to me is one of the biggest insults you can make.
One of the facts you just gave me a really nice perspective on this. There's 19 million, 7% of the population. Now, that's a decent size, but in the end, it's only 7%. How hard would it be to be able to get the best care possible for those 19 million people?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that. It wouldn't even be that big of an investment. It really wouldn't.
I agree. I don't think
you know.
We're not asking much here.
No.
very similar to our veterans. Not asking a lot. Never have. Never do. You don't know many that do. But I mean, man. It's not. They shouldn't have to ask.
Exactly.
They shouldn't have to be asking for these things, or we shouldn't have to be spending our show talking about this.
No.
This should just be a given.
Yeah.
It's already done. There are certain things in life people want to push back right away: taxes, how much it costs, et cetera, et cetera. This is one of those topics. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care what number you put in front of me. I'm gonna pay it. I'm gonna pay whatever it takes.
Yeah.
I want to get this right. It needs to get right, and mm-hmm. it should have gotten right a long damn time ago.
Yeah, they should get the very best care possible. Every one of them.
One of the things each of us can do as individuals is not only being informed and voting for people who are going to take care of our veterans and our futures, really,
mm-hmm.
and think about those things even.
Mm-hmm.
But individually, we can all do something, whether it is mm-hmm. donating or investing in our veterans and the causes they do, mm-hmm. the different events that they are a part of, mm-hmm. Attending things like this, and making a day like today a day where you're looking your veterans in the eye.
Yeah.
You're saying thank you. You're showing some true appreciation. Takes 5 seconds.
It's really easy.
Doesn't take a lot. We can at the very least do things like that.
Exactly.
Let's see here.
Yeah, pound the table. No.
I can't help it.
No, I'm kidding.
There are around, I wanted to see if there were some other ones. So here's a good one. Women make up 13% of all veterans in the United States, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs. 13% of all veterans are women, which is a record high and is growing every year.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
When people refer to veterans, the majority of us think about male heroes, but there are many, 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 many women who are serving our country and are as heroes just as much.
Yep, you got it.
Weirdly, Veterans Day is one of the most popular shopping holidays.
Okay.
Many stores provide substantial discounts for our brave men and women. As a result, many people go shopping to take advantage of these prices.
Mm-hmm.
Banks and post offices are closed on this day.
Yep, that's right.
There are places where you can get a free meal if you are a veteran.
I've seen a few places in town that have a sign up about that, which is very cool. Good on them for doing that.
Really? Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And breakthrough reading devices for blind veterans are one of the newest things to really help people that want to serve, especially when. Imagine that, Seth. Like I did not have the body for it. I was tested, and they whether it was the scoliosis or whatever it was, they were not going to accept me.
Yeah,
I didn't.
4F.
I didn't make the cut. Yeah, I didn't make the cut. I've never really let that go. To be honest with you, that's always stayed with me. In part. Because I wanted to, because mm-hmm. I it meant something to my family, meant something to me. Now, I don't know how good I would have been at it. I don't know how it would have went. But I know I would have at least wanted the chance to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many other people that they don't let that stop them, you know? And this is really interesting. The voice-activated wearable R-Cam MyEye assistive technology device was specifically innovated for people who are blind or visually impaired. The lightweight device, which magnetically mounts on the wearer's eyeglass frames, converts visual information into audio. It instantly reads out loud any print text and digital screens.
Whoa.
Recognizes faces and identifies products, barcodes, money notes, and colors.
Whoa, colors?
I mean, whoa.
Oh, wow.
That last part, the colors part, really got me. Yeah. Wow, I got goosebumps off of that. Ooh. That is really, really cool.
That's amazing.
And this is something that many of our veterans, our blind veterans, are using.
That's great.
They were some of the, I believe, if I'm getting this right, they were some of the first people that got to test these out and help figure out, hey, this would work better. This, I believe it was a veteran who had the idea of locking them onto your glasses. I remember when we were kids and our parents had like the pair of those little like god awful plastic things they'd put on top of their lenses. Yeah. They'd fall off all the time or they could never find them.
Yeah, exactly.
It reminds me of that a little bit. Yeah, that's damn is that cool.
That is so cool.
That is really something
really
right
there. Really neat. Yeah, amazing.
A little bit later, we'll get into the best deals for Veterans Day. We'll touch on that. We got to get into our National Day of Calendar and some more. But again, good Veterans Day out there, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and James here with you right on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. It is time to get into our National Day of Calendar for this November 11th, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pocky Day.
Pocky.
Pocky. you'll find it in, at every place that fans of Japanese culture and anime gather. It graces the shelves of every can and even appears in places common as Walmart in a variety of flavors and colors.
Mm-hmm.
The concept is simple. It's a delicious, slightly sweet biscuit dipped in coated or flavored that can be easily snacked on.
Yep.
I used to think of these as, you know, you've ever gotten a pretzel, like those stick pretzels with chocolate on them? Like,
yep.
It's pretty much the same
thing. They're a little similar to that, yes.
Very similar, I should say. Yeah. Not the same, yeah.
Yeah.
1963, these were started in. I didn't realize they were that old.
And they've got some wacky flavors, man. I think they've got the wasabi flavored ones. I don't know if I've tried those before, but it's like, oh.
a friend of mine growing up really loved these. His family had them all the time. I think he was Korean, and I think their store sold them as well.
Man.
And I had the cinnamon ones. They always had the cinnamon ones, and I remember those. I don't even remember how they tasted, though. It was so long ago. It's World Origami Day.
Oh, cool.
Origami is kind of interesting.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Many people aren't aware of the fact that a particularly special day is about to be celebrated. In fact, it's an especially important one for all those paper-folding fanatics out there. For all those folks who look at a flat sheet of paper and dream of all the exciting objects that could be made of it simply by folding.
Mm-hmm.
So far, those who happen to love the art folding paper and creating beautiful creations from paper, cloth, dollar bills, and so much more can enjoy World Origami Day.
There you go.
I'm more curious. I want to know what the history of this is. World Origami Day was organized to coincide with the birthday of Lillian Oppenheimer, the founder of the first origami group in the United States.
Wow.
Oppenheimer lived from 1898 to 1992.
Whoa.
That doesn't feel right, that I guess. But
She was 96 years old.
Also was instrumental in the founding of the British Origami Society, in addition to Origami USA. But, of course, origami has quite a long history that goes much further back.
Yeah.
The art folding paper seems to have arisen in several places throughout the world, including places such as Europe, China, and Japan.
Mm.
This particular form of art has accompanied traditions and celebrations of every kind, including funerals, birthdays, weddings, and more.
Mm-hmm. And it would make sense that, like, China and Japan would be one of the first, because they're the first ones that had paper.
Right.
That you'd actually fold into shapes.
Right.
So that makes sense. Where paper goes, that's where origami follows, I guess.
Yeah. That's a really good connection, though.
Yeah.
I don't think that a lot of people would have thought of that. That's good.
That's right.
National Sunday Day.
Sunday Day on a Friday.
It's so written for you. I mean, make it the like third Sunday of every November or something.
Come on.
It's right there. Why did you drop the ball so badly, Day of People? Sundays are great.
We all love Sundays.
Have you ever had any of like one of those crazy Sundays?
I think the craziest I've ever had, or like the biggest, I guess, that I've ever had is probably just like a big banana split or something
like that.
But nothing, not one of those like Gorgonzola, you know, or whatever those are.
It was a restaurant, but it was a bar restaurant. And they did this, of course, with like their Bloody Marys and everything. Mm-hmm. But their other claim to fame was they had these huge, like weird sundaes.
Oh, wow.
I did one of these things that I never do in life, but every time I do, I'm wrong. I underestimated it. I was it's a Sunday. I mean, how big could it be? What's the big deal here and everything? And I'd had a huge burger before that. They bring this thing out, and it's got a piece of cake on it. with a piece of cake lodged into it, man.
In the sundae.
In the sundae. It was crazy.
That's
Devoured it. I don't think I ate for like 2 days after that.
I was going to say, I don't know if you could move for 2 days after
they
that.
They rolled me out of there. They rolled me out of there. Just go sleep it off, man. And you're going to get some, you need to get sleep while you can because today's National Mental Day. Getting its start in the late 1960s, metal music has always been a bit on the edge of the standard. And when the mockumentary, this is Spinal Tap, about a fictitious heavy metal band came out in 1984, it brought a whole new perspective to the idea of metal. And it's time for National Metal Day. I want to see, though, I hope somebody sees this and like, all right. I could start, you know, who likes to work with metal, and maybe they're just going to work with metal today. I like that part, too.
Get out your tin snips, yeah.
Yes. Go out there and create something. Make some metal art. Founded by the 24-Hour Music Network, VH Classic, National Metal Day, originated on November 11th, 2011. Inspired by the mockumentary film, this is Spinal Tap. It celebrates all
11,
that is.
11, right, 11, 11. Right. Got it.
Oh, you're going to need to put it at 11. Put it right at 11.
But why not just make 10 louder?
Yes. So good. So darn good. I love that movie. That's great. I don't think you have to really like metal to appreciate doing something different.
Yeah.
Think about what I will always come back to me. If you're not going to say that he's not one of the kings of rock and roll, you have to at least give Ozzy Osbourne the respect of the king of metal. At the very least, do that. Whether you like him or not, you cannot deny that man's influence on music and what he and Black Sabbath did back in the day.
No, you can't.
You had everybody, the biggest, every producer was out there looking for the next Mamas and Papas, the next, three named band, Simon or Simon
Three Dog Night, or
or something like that, or Crosby, Stills and Nash, or Emerson, Lincoln, Palmer, or, you know, just as long as you had an acoustic guitar in your band, you had a record deal.
Yeah, right.
It was a little like when we were kids in the late 90s, Seth, and if you had a flannel and a guitar, you probably got a record deal because you were into grunge or something, they assume.
James is actually wearing a flannel today. He's going to get signed any minute.
Any second now, I am going to get a record deal. What Ozzy Osbourne and those and Tony Iommi and the boys of Black Sabbath were, Geezer Butler, all those guys, what they did, they saw this happiness and sunshine and peace and love and understanding and all that, and they were like, well, where we're growing up, that ain't the case, man. It's dark here. We're still dealing with the effects of World War II and everything. Think about that. It's not that far removed from that.
It was, just a couple of decades.
Yep. They get a record deal, and they do something that nobody was prepared for.
Yep.
Think, like, now it means nothing to even hear on a popular radio station hear heavy metal music or something that would be considered harder rock.
Right.
Black Sabbath comes out, and people were losing their minds. Like, they thought this was the end of music as it began. Oh, this is going to destroy music. Oh, this is going to do this, and this, and everything. And what has happened? It's only created more music, more musicians, and other styles of music. Punk, you can say hip-hop came a bit from this.
Yep.
There's so many other forms that really industrial metal came from that, obviously.
Oh, all the spin-offs have been really amazing. Yeah. And I would say, I just want to do, and you're totally right about Black Sabbath and the influence they had. I do also have to give a shout-out on the American side to Alice Cooper, because they were kind of the group that were the mirror image in the United States of Black Sabbath, and they kind of had a big influence as well. So,
it's also National Singles Day.
I got my $1 bills.
Not that kind. China is one of the world's biggest economic powerhouses in innovation and technology, as much of the United States companies have been outsourcing to foreign countries to increase profits. While China has its own economic lows, it has a holiday that not many people in the U.S. know about, Singles Day. Sounds strange, but it's a huge part of the modern Chinese culture. So what is this actually about? A lot of people get sad about being single. They take it and they think it's a negative thing. But we don't agree. Being single means that you can focus on yourself. Plus, they often say that you need to learn to love yourself before you can love anyone else. This is something that we should celebrate, not look down on. And that's exactly what the people of China do, and really this is celebrated throughout the world now.
Yeah, exactly.
It started in the late 90s. If you don't know, China, of course, obviously with the child situation they had for a very long time.
Right.
But the thing that has really hurt them in that is they've got people right now who are CEOs, who are running companies, who should have retired 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They don't have the next generation ready to take over for that generation.
Right, because of the exactly. So there's the aging issue in China is very different from here. Yeah. But yeah, exactly.
It's interesting.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Just real quickly glancing through some of the things for like Saturday, November 12th. It's National French Dip Day.
Mm.
National Happy Hour Day.
There you go.
National Pizza with the Works, except Anchovies Day.
Seriously?
It's poor anchovies.
No respect. No respect.
National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Wait, what was that? Rat and Mouse Day.
Oh, wow, I didn't see that.
Fancy Rat and Mouse Day.
Fancy Rat and Mouse Day. Whoa, not just Rat and Mouse, Fancy Rat and Mouse. Gives us the opportunity.
Rat Tatouille or Remy. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Gives us the opportunity to celebrate these beautiful creatures, not to be confused with wild black rats. And fancy rat is domesticated brown rat, while the fancy mouse is the domesticated farm or house mouse.
Of the house mouse. Okay. Pets, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had some cousins that had pet rats when I was a kid. They were albinos, though.
Oh,
so, which is kind of interesting.
That.
Yeah.
Sunday is National Symphonic Metal Day.
Okay. Come on.
It is International Tongue Twister Day on Sunday.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mel and I were just doing this the other day. Sally sells seashells by the
seashore. Very good. Very good.
So part of my prep.
Rubber Baby Buggy Bumpers.
Yes, it's another good one. there's a bunch of fun ones to do to kind of warm up your mouth for a radio and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
National Indian Pudding Day on Sunday. National Hug a Musician Day on Sunday. Ask first. Ask
Please
first.
Ask.
Look, I this is my one interaction with Rihanna. It happened to be on National Hug a Musician Day. I was just trying to, and her security was all over
you.
Yeah, I still got a bump in the back of my neck. She's really nice. Still signed an autograph for me, though.
Very that's nice.
Very nice lady. Very nice. You know, we share a birthday. Any chance I get, I throw that in there. And Sunday is maybe just the most important of any of these, really, on the weekend here, World Kindness Day.
Yeah.
Share random acts of compassion on World Kindness Day by helping strangers, give back to the community, or teaching your children the value of niceness.
Mm-hmm.
Started in 1997 and made a declaration of kindness for the day. There's so much you can do to embrace that day. And it doesn't take a lot. I mean, everything from holding a door open for somebody to, you know, volunteering to one of our great nonprofits out here. It's a great things.
Kindness is so underrated.
It is.
It's such an underrated thing.
It feels good.
It does.
It feels good. It's good
for both
the
parties.
Soul.
Yeah.
The only side effect of kindness is maybe wrinkles because you're smiling so much.
Yes.
Your face might hurt a little bit because you're smiling so much.
That's right.
It.
Come on.
Get into it.
Be nice or else.
Good to each other, everybody. Yeah, right. Yes. I like that. We'll take a commercial break here. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back. We got some deals for Veterans Day I want to get into. Coming up here at Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio. I know this song. I can't place it.
Doctor My Eyes.
Ah, thank you.
Well, Jackson Brown.
I knew it was Jackson Brown. I couldn't place it.
Man, I don't know. Your classic rock cred just went down, man.
In my defense, we didn't play a lot of Jackson Brown.
Oh, you didn't?
Day.
Okay.
We played a little, but like running on empty. Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah. And I think I'm pretty sure we played that, actually. So you're right. You're right. I lose a little of my classic rock card there.
You keep getting further away from GLX, so good.
Yes,
you're good.
I do. Yeah, it's weird to think of that. I was actually just talking to my mom about that. She was asking about Trav. Is Trav still doing that and everything, all this? And I'm like, oh, boy. Mom, I actually think his ratings might even be better. I'm not sure. shout out to Trav. I always will respect Trav. Love that, man. And good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And a good Veterans Day to all of you
out there.
Specifically to our veterans. We appreciate you and really appreciate you listening. Thank you very much.
I know he's not listening because he lives somewhere else. But I do want to shout out my dad.
Yeah.
He was in the Navy. And so I will give him a happy Veterans Day as well. I'll be either texting or chatting with him later. So
big shout out to him. And I've only had little interactions with him, but he's my kind of people. I like him. He's a good guy. I want to piggyback off of that and just thanking my grandfather is gone, but thanking my papa for his service and everything he did. I have a couple cousins that are in the military. Actually, I have one cousin that I have no idea where he is because he's a linguist. And his job is very, very, you know,
very
secretive and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And man, his mom, my aunt, cannot wait to tell you that. Oh, I'd love to tell you where Michael is. I just can't. She loves doing that. And I don't believe
that's
her.
Funny.
She's proud.
She's very proud. Yes.
Very proud. We're very proud of Michael.
Yes.
He's a good kid. Very, very smart kid. 7 different languages at least he knows.
Wow.
I don't know how to read.
Boggles my mind.
I'm lucky I know English. I'm lucky I know I got that down. Even. And let's be honest, I don't even have that down that well.
Well, you know, if I had to learn a new language, that means that all of that trivia from the 70s soft rock bands would be gone.
See? Yeah.
I don't know if I want to lose that, man.
You got to choose your battles. Got to choose. There are a ton of deals out there for veterans this year. It would be almost faster to list the places that don't have them.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we're going to give a roundup of some national ones, and then I did a little homework and just looking at Wisconsin here, some here in our state. Free coffee. Starbucks has free hot or iced coffees this year for vets, active duty personnel, and their spouses.
Ooh. Go and have some coffee, yeah.
You can also find free coffee deals at Pete's, Einstein Brothers, Circle K, Caribou Coffee, and Krispy Kreme is giving out free coffee and a donut. I want to say most of these places do this, and they really always have. But to the places that don't, next year, make sure you include their spouses. There's not a single person in the military, I imagine your father would agree, Seth, that would tell you that they do this alone. They do it with the help of their families, the support of their families, their friends. Mm-hmm. But specifically looking at the families that deal with these things. I've talked with Sheriff Becker about this before, about the idea of being a sheriff, being a police officer, and what that does to the family. Them being supportive and caring so deeply and proud of them serving the way that they do. But none of it. You know, if I had a significant other sitting there at home, she didn't have to worry if I'm going to get home from the radio station okay or anything like that. It's a very different thing. It's something that if you haven't experienced, you just don't know. At the
very
least,
different,
give them some free damn coffee on today, you know, at the very least we could be doing.
Yes.
For breakfast, Wendy's has free breakfast combos. Denny's is going out, giving out Grand Slams. IHOP has free red, white, and blueberry pancakes.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's tasty.
Shoney's has a free all-you-can-eat breakfast bar. Perkins has a free meal deal, too. And Dunkin' is giving out free donuts.
Okay.
For lunch and dinner, lots of options. Applebee's is offering all veterans and active duty military a free meal, plus $5 off their next meal.
Oh, nice.
That's a really good
one. That's a good one.
Nice job, Applebee's. We don't say that very often, but nice job by them. Other options include free meals at Olive Garden, Chili's, BJ's, Bob Evans, California Pizza Kitchen, Little Caesars, TGI Fridays, Ramona's Macaroni Grill, White Castle, Red Lobster, and Hooters, all doing this.
Okay.
Other random food deals, a free hot dog at 7-Eleven. Outback has free Bloomin' Onions. Chuck E. Cheese has free one-topping small pizzas.
Chuck E. Cheese getting in on that.
I didn't know there still was Chuck E. Cheese.
There are still a few around.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully they upgraded those electronic animal
things.
They
haven't, I'm sure.
No, probably not. Still the same ones from when we were going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Then I popped out and
Red Robin and Hard Rock Cafe are both got free burgers. Buffalo Wild Wings has free boneless wings and fries. It's a salad bar at Ruby Tuesdays for free for vets today. And TCBY has free frozen yogurt. And a few non-food deals, 20% off at Dollar General, 10% off at Publix and Food Lion grocery stores, 30% off at Kohl's, 25% off at Staples and Office Max, 10% at Target, and 20% at Walgreens, 20% off Hertz rental cars. I like the idea of a veteran. He doesn't need it, but he just wants to take advantage of the deal.
So he rents a car.
And he says, you know, I've always wanted to rent a car. I got to rent a car. He just rents a car for the day.
Drives around town a few times. Okay, I'm done.
20% off. That's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
15% off at Red Roof Inn. Same thing. You don't really need a hotel room, but you just for the
stay
night.
There,
Why not?
Why not?
And a great one here, 40% off at Adidas when you verify your info on their site. That's a really good one.
Wow. For shoes, not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Just somebody who shops Adidas, I'll tell you, 40% off is not none to sneeze at. That's pretty good. That's great. Those are all wonderful national ones.
Yep.
Taking a look locally here in Wisconsin, this year's holiday honoring U.S. veterans has a variety of offers to apply to family members and guests, according to a list compiled by military.com and the Department of Veterans Services. Those are two sites you can go to. You can also, if you're an active duty military member, a reservist member of the National Guard or military retiree, the easiest way to access Veterans Day discounts is to use your military ID card according to the VA. For veterans who receive health benefits, the VA benefit photo ID card should serve as easy proof of veteran status at any business.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a couple of here in this state, like 7-Eleven. Veterans get a free quarter-pound Big Bite hot dog today, available in-store. We mentioned Applebee's, mm-hmm. Buffalo Wild Wings, and Chili's. Yep. Cracker Barrel, veterans get a free slice of double chocolate fudge Coca-Cola cake in-store. I've had one of those. It's really good.
I was going to say, wow.
Yeah, that thing is really good. And we mentioned Denny's, Dollar General, mm-hmm. Dunkin'. Great Clips. Veterans and active service members can go to any U.S. Great Clips salon on today and get a free haircut or a free haircut card for a future visit. There you go. That's how it's
That's
done.
That's even better. That's even better. That's great.
Maybe I got my haircut last week. I don't need one right now. Hanging on. You can hang
go
on.
Go in there and get a free haircut. A man?
That's awesome.
Yep.
Way to be. Nice job, Ray Clips.
Yep.
That's really cool. Also, though, not asking a lot considering most veterans have the military cut still. So
there's not a...
that's great. That's nice and all. But let's be honest. I don't think it would
it's
take
a little touch up there,
right? Yeah. And you're done. But coming to America, just a clip. And that'll be $5. That'll be $10. IKEA, enjoy a free meal at IKEA on Veterans Day. Let's see here. We mentioned the Kohl's one. I really think that's cool. I don't think a lot of us expected Kohl's to do something. That's pretty cool. 30% off for the entire military family.
How helpful would that be?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, get some holiday shopping out of the way today.
Yep.
That's smart. Really cool. And again, if you look on the back of your card or if you go to military.com, you should be able to find a complete list if there are some that we're not getting in there.
Yeah.
Or if there's some that are specific to your area.
Can I throw an idea out there? This is a new segment I'm giving to James in case he wants to use it called Outrageous Ideas. Mm. Okay. Why not? So you've got me thinking now when you read that stat about how many veterans there are, which isn't in the scheme of thing of how big this country is. It's not that many. Okay. It really isn't. Why not every restaurant offer free meals to veterans all the time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying that if the veterans want to pay, they're more than willing. You know, if they're welcome to do it, if that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
But they don't have to.
You know,
every day, 365 days a year. Why don't we just do that? Make that a thing.
I think it's very easy and even low-hanging fruit to pick on the government or to point the finger and blame the government.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to do that here.
Yeah.
But if they are going to be dropping the ball with certain veteran services and these things, we as citizens who own businesses and that can take it upon ourselves to at the very least do some of those things. I've wondered that my whole life, Seth.
Yeah.
I've wondered my whole life why these kind of things are not available every day for veterans. I understand why we as a country put a day aside. But I mean, as businesses and that, I can't imagine that it would be a huge hit to you PR wise. I think it would be, you could make your money back. You can make the argument.
Well, yeah.
Whatever you lose, quote unquote, lose, you would be gaining.
Yeah,
how many absolutely. More veterans would go to a certain place if that was the case?
Even if just to buy a meal. I mean, it's not, and a lot of them aren't going to say, you know how veterans are. They're going to be like, I'll pay. But right. I love the idea that those who cannot afford it. Yes.
Well, to piggyback off of that thought, this is where it's on us. Because don't wait for veterans to ask. They're not going to.
Not
That's
usually.
Not their style. It's
no.
not what they do. If they are asking for something, chances are it's because they are worried about another veteran or somebody else in their family.
They really, really need it.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I think of the homeless people I grew up around, and if there were 10 of them, 7 of them were military veterans. That's just, you know, that's something that that shouldn't be happening.
So, vote for me and that's what I'll do.
There we go. There we go. Seth is voting. I've been trying to tell him he really should have got on this earlier.
Oh.
Really, really. I mean, this week of all is not going to help you, man. I mean, it's
a little late.
Done.
Yeah, I know.
But I admire that. You know, I admire that you want to. That's cool. But we'll talk about this.
Okay,
that
sounds good.
I'll be your campaign manager.
Okay,
what could go wrong?
Yeah. The worst campaign in history.
Worst. Very, very worst. People vote out of sympathy. They're like, you know, I know he's not going to win, but man, he tried so hard.
He tried so hard.
Take a break. Come back and have some more fun on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 7:53 on the clock. Take it right to the top of the hour. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We'll celebrate for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, our Star of the Day featuring Culver. $5.
Yeah.
Seth and I are going to play a famous TV show theme song. You get the correct answer. You win a free two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to mention as well, I don't know specifically, so I'm not at all speaking for them, but I didn't want to dismiss that Misty's or Culver's might be doing something for veterans today. I'd be surprised if they weren't.
I would be very surprised.
But I'm not putting that on them.
No.
I don't mean it that way. Just wanted to make sure to include them.
Well, you're going to go there anyway, so you
know. Right, this may be a That Ain't Right story, Seth. We're entering the holiday season where people spend a lot of time with extended family members. And there's a new survey on that, quote, awkward moments that happen when you're around your family. And here are a few stats from it. 1 in 3 people admit to forcing a smile to pretend to enjoy a relative's cooking.
1 in 3. That's a lot.
And 2 in 5 say that they have forced a smile to pretend to like a gift. I will not mention which family member this is, but okay. I know for a fact that our family, the whole family, is not a big fan of a certain dish. But nobody has ever said anything to this person. So my whole life, my 40-some years on this planet, when we've gotten together as a family for this holiday, they bring this dish, and it just sits there. It just sits there, like it's picked at a little bit and everything. And nobody even, at this point, nobody even fakes eating it. But just keeps being made, keeps being brought. I don't know. It might be easier to just bite the bullet on that one and just, like, you know, finally say something. Hey, you are really bad at making pound cake. You are really bad at making salad, or whatever it is.
I wonder if it's one of those things where they keep bringing it because they think it's expected.
Yes, it is. I'm sure of it. I'm sure,
like,
of it.
If you just told them, they just stop bringing it, you know?
Yep. That is funny. And 2 in 5 say that they have forced a smile to pretend to like a gift. Well, welcome to being an adult. And that's what it is. Yeah, everybody's gotten a gift that they weren't really like bonkers about before.
Yeah, right.
It's like, thank you. This is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you can always. Especially when I was a little kid, I didn't get a lot of gifts.
Yeah, right.
So even if it was something that I wasn't like really crazy about, oh, new socks, I still was crazy about it because at the moment I wasn't used to opening things and getting things.
Just getting
and stuff.
A gift itself, the novelty. Yeah.
I think that helped me as an adult when I would get things that were like that, being very appreciative.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Somebody did still take the time to do something for you.
Yeah,
at the very
right.
least, you could be thankful for that. Nearly all of Gen Z members in the survey say that they expect to be asked about their relationship prospects, future aspirations, and career plans this holiday season. Excuse me. And more than half of all adults expect at least one difficult question about their future or personal life. Yep, this is family. This is family. I know I'm going to hear it. I got Turkey Day right around the corner, and
yep,
I, you know,
it's coming.
These things. It's been my whole life. It's been that thing. Even when I was married, it was like that to a degree. So
So what's the for you? What's the big one that you usually get?
I know. When are you going to settle down?
Oh, that's the big one.
I'm 45.
Okay.
I'm 40, and I got kids growing up and out of the house and everything. Like,
I
feel like I kind of – any settling I was going to do has been done.
Sometimes your family's a walking cliche. It
really,
really is.
Are. Yes, yes. Between my mother and the I wish you were a doctor, an attorney, and the family – because it gets worse too, Seth. Because I believe if I got this right, I'm the only one of the cousins who is not married.
Not married, not, right?
As my aunt would put it, locked down. That's what she calls it.
She's got a really good view of marriage, apparently.
When's
wow.
When's somebody gonna lock you down, Jimmy? When are you gonna get locked down? It's funny. She's great. She's
like, because you make marriage sound so wonderful. Yeah.
You know, all this being said, I love my family.
Of course
I really
you do.
Like a lot of family, they could drive you crazy, but man, you appreciate the time with
you
them.
You do.
About half of adults say that they struggle to figure out what to talk about with their relatives, and so some people bail early. Gen Z and millennials have the lowest threshold for extended family time, with 3 out of 4 saying that they can't even last one day with their loved ones.
One day.
That's
can't last a day.
I don't know. I can't think of any family member I got like that. I could definitely say that there are some that push my patience. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But I don't know. It's like school. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, all right, this only lasts so long.
Right.
I'm only gonna, you know, I only get to see them once in a great blue moon.
This is hilarious. I was just thinking about the differences between our families. Mm. So you would get that kind of stuff. And you have, you know, kind of a loud family, you know, and boisterous and all that kind of stuff. No.
No.
My family, we are from northern Minnesota, and we're all Scandinavian.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like silence.
Yeah.
I mean, there would be smatterings of conversation, but it's like, oh, that's nice. You know, I mean, it's not even, you could have said, yes, you know, I just murdered three people. Oh, that's right. Nice. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
the complete opposite.
I am doing, I'm saying this as one to one of my better friends in this universe. I am crashing one of your holiday parties one of these years. I gotta know what that's like.
Well, the matriarch and the patriarchs are all gone now, so it's a little different. But yeah, still, yeah. I mean,
I will say that like most people, I've when you're in a serious relationship, you spend holidays, you split them.
Yeah, everything. Right. Between the two different things, right? Yeah.
So I have experienced a little of that.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
But I can't say I've experienced a lot of it, and I've never gotten used to it. Like every time I've been around it, I feel like I need to start talking loud or something. I generally do. I'm not even kidding. Like I've got to do. Like I'm not used to it. It is something that's fun though. Yeah. You know, being able to experience different Christmases, Thanksgiving. Those kind of things.
Yeah, for sure. It is fun.
It's one of the fun things about dating and all that.
Yes, it is. Things.
Yeah. Yes. We will take a quick break. We'll come back. We got Misty's coming up with a birthday and anniversary club, Culver Star of the Day, and plenty more right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.